morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And what is your name?
Ashley Braun.
Okay, Ms. Braun. Ms. Braun, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. To my left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. To my immediate left is the Honorable David Neal. To my right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson, and I'll be conducting your hearing this morning. Ms. Braun, just for the record, could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us again?
Ashley Braun,
320792. Okay. Ms. Braun, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification notice advising you of the board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that notice?
Yes.
On that notice, you were informed that you had the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself.
Okay. Also with us representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole office is Mr. Turner. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, Ms. Braun, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about February 15, 2018. The defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus she's absconded from supervision. Ms. Braun, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. All right, well, based on the admission of Ms. Braun, I am going to move to find that she was delinquent, that she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, agreed. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, and agreed Mr. Neal. Ms. Braun, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or to reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to go over some information with you, then give you the opportunity to present any information that you would like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Ms. Braun was released from ADC custody on 2/15/2018 and arrested on 6/5/2018. By Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. She was returned back to ADC custody on 6/5/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10/4/2018 with 110 abscondes. Current conviction, 2014 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2017 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. No prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC custody with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG, and no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. She has a GB score of G3V1.
And how many days is it? 183 or?
110.
110. Ms. Braun, I see that when you were released on February 15th, you were released from prison and approved to reside at TLC at 132 South Robinson in Mesa. They verified with the manager on duty that you never reported to intake and you had no other residence that you approved that. Why did you not report, Ms. Braun?
When I got out on February 15th, I was told that my fiance and his mom both died in a car accident, and they had custody of my son, I don't have any rights, so I rushed to my son to find out, like, everything that was happening, because for me, it just happened. Even though it happened while I was in prison, nobody told me anything about it until I was at the gate. So, you know, I just rushed to my son to make sure he was okay and, like, handle everything. So that's why I didn't report. And when I got to my son, he was begging me not to leave, and he had just lost his father, so I just didn't know what else to do, so I just stayed with him.
So where did you stay at? When you say you stayed with your son, where was his son at?
He's with his dad's aunt.
So where did you stay?
I stayed with him.
With the aunts?
Yeah. I know I should have checked in with my parole officer or anything, but that was the last thing from my head at the time because I had just lost two people in my life. I didn't, you know, I wasn't really worried about parole at the time. I know I really should have, but I don't know.
Okay, were you working during that period of time?
No.
So as time went on, you were actually in a squander for 110 days. At any point, did you just think about contacting the PO during that period of time?
I really wish I would have called him first before anything, but I just didn't know what to do. I figured it was too late. He would put me back in prison. I got scared. I didn't want to be away from my son for any longer. He already lost his dad, so I didn't want his mom to be away from him, too.
So how's your son doing?
He's not doing good. He has a lot of behavioral problems at school and stuff, like getting in fights. And
how did you come in contact with the Phoenix PD?
They recognized me because I had, I guess, a warrant, and they stopped me.
Where were you at when they stopped you?
I was in Phoenix.
So, were you walking, driving with someone? What?
Yeah. I was walking down the street by myself, and there were cops that had arrested me prior times, so they recognized me right away.
They arrested you on prior times, and they just stopped you because they recognized you?
No, because they knew I had a warrant. I guess they saw it in the system. They saw me walking that day.
Okay. And where were you walking to?
I was walking to 7-Eleven.
So did you relapse and start doing drugs during that period of time, too?
I did.
What were you using?
I was using heroin.
So were you in an area that was kind of a drug area when these officers stopped you?
Yeah.
So how are you doing now since you've been incarcerated? You been using any drugs?
No.
Okay. All right.
Really?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I really would like go to rehab. I really feel like I need rehab and grief counseling. That would help me.
Okay. Ms. Brown, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Ms. Brown, we're about to go into discussion as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
No, thank you.
Okay. The board is now going into discussion, Ms. Brown. I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, to remain silent while the board is in discussion, it may sound as though we're talking to you, but we'll be talking amongst ourselves. During this time, we will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, Ms. Brown seems to be having some tragedy that's going on in her life right now. That is a tragic thing to get out and find out that your fiance and your mom has passed away in an auto accident. And she says that when she found that out, she went to her son's auntie's house to be with her son. Her son didn't want her to leave, and she just decided to stay there. And then amongst all the tragedy that she was going in, she did relapse and start to use heroin when she was stopped in the area by the Phoenix PD. When they ran it, found out that she had a warrant, she was then taken back into custody. Ms. Brown says she thinks she needs some rehab and grief counseling. I think that Ms. Brown is scheduled to be released on October 14th of 2018, which is about 4 or 3 months away from now. I think that if she takes this time and she says he hasn't been doing any drugs since he's been incarcerated, and try to attend any drug programs that they have while she's there, and in grief counseling, so that when she's released, perhaps she'll be able to work with her son and her son's auntie to be in her son's life, to maybe help him with some of the corrective problems that she's saying that he's having as a result of the tragedies that he's experienced in his life. I think that Ms. Brown probably would do better staying off drugs while she's incarcerated, and work on a plan so that when she gets out, she can be productive and hopefully not have any negative contacts with law enforcement once he's released in October. That is my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, hearing no other comments coming from the colleagues, and I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Brown, find that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, and had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal rules of company, and she did abscond for 110 days, and did relapse losing heroin while she was actually out.
A second.
My motion.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself, second by Mr. Ms. Rittenhouse, did you second?
I seconded it.
Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed, Mr. Quinones, and agreed, Mr. Neal. Okay, Ms. Brown?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the board, we do want to, you know, offer our condolences for the death in your family. Certainly recognize and realize that. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. We would hope that you would take this time. You will be released on October 14th, 2018, during which time that while you're still there, we hope that you'll get involved in any drug programs or rehab programs, NA or AA programs that may be available to you while you're incarcerated. And take this time to work on getting yourself together. Work with your student through so that when you get out, you can get into some type of program that may be available for you. We want to wish you the best of luck, and hopefully that when you are released that you are drug free and that you're able to work with your son's aunt and your son and hopefully be a part of his life so that he doesn't have to go through the tragedy that he's going through on his own. I want to thank you for appearing before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Would you just please not hang up the phone, but just lay the phone down for the next person.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.